morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm coming from California. I thought it'll be cold here, but actually California is, if you check the temperature, where I come from, which is Napa, is even colder than Minnesota. So I'm happy to be here. Good morning. I've been sitting in these morning presentations. What a great segue to this session, coming from K-12. My name is Ganesan Srinivasan. I am currently the Dean of Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Culinary Arts at Santa Rosa Junior College, which is a two-year program. I used to work at Fresno State as the Associate Dean for about 7 years, which is a four-year school. So, I'm going to be talking about the 2+2+2 pathways. The first two, as you know, comes from the high schools, which we heard this morning, how we are connecting that to the community colleges where we have the two-year program, and how do we get our students go on to the four-year programs, as the last question was put to the next previous speaker. Okay, my outline for the next 15, 12, 13 minutes is going to be, how many of you are here in the audience from California? Anyone? That's good, because I'm going to have a small brief overview about the California's educational system, because we live in California, we think the rest of the world knows about us, but it's kind of a unique system, so I'll just, don't spend more time, but I'll briefly talk about it. Then about our program, Santa Rosa Junior College's unique ACT program. We think it is unique. And also we do a lot of hands-on learning, which is you learn agriculture by doing. Learning by doing at Schoen Farm, which is our farm laboratory for teaching our students. And building 2+2+2 pathways. And finally, if I have time, I'll have a video. If not, we'll just stop at that point. Before I start, this is funded by National Science Foundation. You saw the logo in the front slide. They provided us a grant 3 years ago to do some of these pathways. Okay. California's higher education system is one of the largest systems in the world. It has been there for a long time, but in the 1950s and 60s, we were looking at a master plan for higher education. It was implemented by Governor Pat Brown, who is the father of the current governor, Jerry Brown. It's a very ambitious plan for the next 50 years. The whole purpose was to improve efficiency and avoid redundancy in education, promote student success. We always talk about it, but we need to really promote it and assess it, and also guarantee access to education. California is one state where we want everyone who wants to go to college to be able to go to college. So this access to education was very critical in this plan. So we developed a three-tier education system. The University of California's, which you all know, the UC Berkeley's and the Santa Barbara, etc. The California State University system, which is a four-year institutions, and the community college, which is the largest. Put together, this is the largest educational system in the entire world, not just in this nation, in terms of number and other things. So, the UC system, we have 10 campuses. University of California is mainly focused on research and PhD, some graduate school, but they do have a very strong undergraduate program, especially UC Davis and UC Riverside and UC Berkeley have strong undergraduate programs in agriculture. Over 240,000 students across the state, 20,000 faculty, 1.6 million alumni. This number is amazing, 127 Nobel laureates from UC system over the last 100 years. Almost 70 of them from UC Berkeley. So it is the elite institution, and everybody wants to go there even from California, but it's hard to get in. So there's only less than 10% of the students do get into UC system directly because there is a GPA and SAT score, etc. But they do have a path using these 2+2+2 pathways. Any student can go into the UC system subsequently. The next tier I call, is the California State University System, CSUs. There are 23 campuses across the state, almost 500,000 students, 47,000 faculty, and 3 million alumni. I used to work at Fresno State, which is in Central Valley, right here in the middle, the hotbed of agriculture, for 7 years as the associate dean. So I have a little insight into the four-year system, so although I currently work in the two-year system. Then comes the 113 colleges, California Community Colleges, the two-year colleges, with 2.4 million students, 58,000 faculty. The mission is academic, to generate, to train students in Associate of Science, Associate of Arts, and also the transfer degree, which is becoming more popular and more critical nowadays. For students who want to go on to a transfer program, go on to a four-year school, they will get an AST. And vocational, what we call CTE, Career Technical Education, agriculture comes as part of the CTE, where students come to learn some skills and get a certificate and get into the job market, and also to teach basic skills. The mission of community colleges in California is summed up like this: to advance California's economic growth and global competitiveness through education, training, and services that contribute to continuous workforce improvement. Again, emphasized very much by President Obama in his recent speeches, and he wants to make community colleges free across the nation. It's a very ambitious plan, but when it happens, you know, at least students will get K to 14 free education. Okay, what do we do at Santa Rosa Junior College? We aim to advance world-class agriculture through learning by doing. We're almost 100 years. We started in 1918. We'll be celebrating our centennial in 2 years from now. We have two campuses, three centers in Sonoma County, a budget of $115 million. Just mentioned the budget. If I'd come talk to you 3 years ago, I would have been crying. Our budget was not good. The last 2-3 years, California is coming out of the recession strongly, and education is back in the map. The politicians are emphasizing on education. I hate to tell you, money is being thrown at us. We don't know how to spend sometimes. So the education is really, it's a good time to be in college, in agriculture, in California. 300 regular and 1500 adjunct faculty. I'm hiring faculties every year. I'm hiring an animal science faculty this year, last year of wine science studies, and previous year of the ag business. So if somebody's looking for a job, I'm in California Community College. We'll be hiring 1,100 faculty in the community colleges alone, especially in STEM field. We're not getting enough faculty in maths and science to teach. 30,000 students, and we are a Hispanic-serving institution since 2 years ago. We are about 30% Hispanic students. It's a huge college, 30,000 students. We offer AA, AS, AST, and 150 certificates. We are just 1 hour north of San Francisco. This is how we market it. It's pretty close. We are in the heart of the wine country, you know, Napa and Sonoma wine. So wine program is obviously a very strong program for us. We're also in near nature, California Redwoods, so we are focusing on natural resources and close to coast. So what an ideal place to be studying, and we are getting a lot of international students coming in because of our location, what we do there. Our program is unique, and I'm going to explain why. Because we combine agricultural, natural resources, and culinary arts to provide students with farm-to-table experience, which is important in our region. You know, food, wine is part of agriculture in our region, so we try to combine it. And it wasn't the case 3 years ago before I joined as dean. The culinary arts was coming into the business department, or the business dean. So one of my conditions when I took up the job was we had to combine farm-to-table, and the president agreed, and we changed it right away. So as you can see in this picture, this is our farm. Our students are working with animals and crops and harvesting. This is our newly built $20 million culinary facility where students learn the art and science of culinary. There's a restaurant where students serve, teach, learn, etc. Over 3,000 students studying in agriculture, 10 majors and 30 certificates in agriculture. It's a lot. It's even bigger than Fresno State and Cal Poly. But the important thing to remember in community college is not all of our students are full-time students. In fact, very small fraction are full-time. Many of them are part-time. They are skill builders. There are doctors and dentists and engineers who retired and want a second profession, come and learn winemaking or organic growing. So there's a lot of students. Our student population range from 18 to 80. We think we are one of the largest agriculture programs in California. The big part of it is the 365-acre farm laboratory. It's a farm right in the middle of Russian River Valley in Sonoma, beautiful place, and a state-of-the-art $20 million culinary arts facility. So what a great opportunity for students to learn and practice agriculture. The different majors that we teach are viticulture, wine studies, because we are in the middle of wine country, animal science, especially organic dairies, organic poultry, equine. Equine is the second largest industry in Sonoma County. Horticulture, sustainable agriculture, business, natural resources, vet tech, and culinary arts. So the students can choose from any of these majors to get an AS degree or a certificate. Our program has been winning a lot of awards. Our olive oil, grown olive oil, won double gold medal at the recent fair. And our Pinot Noir, famous Sonoma County famous, won this gold medal. These are all made by students. The students learn how to make these products. It's not just growing the crop, but making the products and marketing it. Just 2 weeks ago, our Sustainable Ag program won the Green Leadership Award for student engagement, teaching and learning about sustainable agriculture. So, how do we promote pathways to education and careers in sustainable agriculture? As the previous speaker was mentioning about how do we get it in the high schools and schools to learn about agriculture in the classroom, we want to build that pathway. We want to bring students from junior and senior year, get excited about agriculture, learn that there is career, there is education in agriculture, and get a 2-year degree with us, and then move on to the 4-year institutions and get a 4-year degree. So this grant was funded by NSF. It is 2013-16. We have a 1-year extension, so we'll go to 2017. The purpose is to develop and enhance ag education pathways from high schools to community colleges and 4-year colleges. So in Sonoma, we have about 181 public schools with 70,000 students, a very diverse student body. Sonoma County is changing demographically, in like many parts in California. We are becoming a retirement community. A lot of people who retire from the Midwest, you know, they're tired of the cold, they come and buy property and settle in California. So the student population in high schools is not growing. In fact, it is stable or slightly declining. But it's also become very diverse. About 43% of our students are Hispanic. Especially if you look at the kindergarten level, there are about 60% of our students are from Hispanic origin. So that's a big change happening in California, especially in Sonoma County. 19 high schools graduating 4,500 students roughly, and half of them come to junior college right away in the fall. Another 15-20% go to the 4-year institutions like the CSUs and the UCs. There are about 9 Sonoma County high schools with an ag program, pretty decent program. As you know, many of the high schools, they have only one teacher graduating from ag education, so depending on the specialty of the teacher, whether it's a plants science person or an animal science, so you will find emphasis differently. Just give 2 examples of the local high schools, Santa Rosa High School, where students are working in their farm, growing crops, and El Molino High School, where students are harvesting grapes and sending them to the winery for making wine. California also recently passed a legislation in January where students who are 18 years and above can take a wine studies class and be able to taste wine at 18. And that's only if you are a student. It's called as a sip and spit law. That means you are not supposed to swallow, you are supposed to spit it, which is what we recommend our students, but it's hard to monitor them. But it's important for students to know about wine program. We were actually lagging behind. Oregon and Washington passed this law a long time ago, so California finally got it in. Okay, what are the strategies we follow to do these pathways? We go out to the high schools, talk to the teachers, talk to the counselors. I go there personally with my instructors. We do a lot of counseling, show them what is there in agriculture. We are doing articulation of many of our classes with the high school class, the syllabus, to align them so that students, when they graduate in high school and come, they don't find it difficult. It's not too much remedial required. We also have what's called credit by exam. A student in the high school can take an exam of a class that is offered in the junior college, and if they pass it, they are given credit for that. There are a couple of classes that we have articulated. The standards are high, but the pass rate is like 10%. But still, if a student is ambitious, want to take a plant science class, take the exam, and they pass, they don't need to take it again. They get credit. Field days and farm days we do. We are doing a lot of dual and concurrent enrollment. So that means students can be studying in the high school and take classes at the junior college, get credit for it. We're also offering JC classes at high schools. Actually, this year we are starting AgMech class in some of the high schools where students can take a SRJC credit class. And summer program for high schools offered at JC also. So that way a student can get a lot of their credits before they graduate from high school and come at least 1 semester or 2 semesters ahead and join us. And education in our college is practically free, although the tuition is only $45 a credit. But there's so much scholarship that 60% of our students don't pay any fees at all. We are offering a summer academy for 2 weeks intensive program for students to come to our Shone farm, as you see in this picture, learn about agriculture, various aspects of agriculture, and they get a 3-unit college credit. So many of these students decide to come in the fall and take classes with us. Practically, it's learning by doing. They work in the field, they work in the forest, they learn about agriculture, 90% of them didn't know a clue about agriculture. As we heard from the last speaker, they think that milk comes from cotton and food comes from the supermarket shelves. They come and see it here and they get excited about it. And many of them decide that this is something that they want to at least try. They may not continue in agriculture, but at least they come and take one or two classes, and some of them stay on. I'll just finish with my last slide, this one. I won't go into the video because I think we're running out of time, right? Okay. The next two phases, how to get our students graduate with a degree, two-year degree, and go on to the four-year programs. This is an exciting period in California. Finally, we have got what is called a degree with a guarantee. That means if a student gets an AST, Associate Science in Transfer, with the kind of courses that are articulated with the CSU system, California State University system, and get the degree with the minimum 2.0 GPA, they are guaranteed admission in one of the four agriculture colleges which has an ag program in CSU, which is Fresno State, Cal Poly, which is a very famous school, Chico State, and Pomona. So they don't need to apply and be waiting whether they will get a seat or not. They'll be automatically given. So the three majors are plant science, animal science, and agribusiness. So that is exciting, and students are now learning about it, so they can come and spend 2 years with us, get for practically free education, and then want a four-year institution, get spend their junior and senior and get a four-year degree. We are also working similar articulation with the UC system, not as structured as with the CSUs. A lot of our students go transfer to UC Davis, but not a whole lot. So that's how we are trying to, you know, combine this 2+2+2 into one system so that we can get our students. Okay. This is a video. You can log on to our website and see it. I don't need to put it now. It's at www.schoenfarm.com. It talks about our program, and we are marketing our program very aggressively. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You are out of time, so you can just switch up. There should be a buzzer later on for questions.